I want to hear about Mecestis.
Yud Tes Amud Aleph 19a1 3-line sound.
Orlo.
Now, even though that's what Morty
what did
said,
you just say?
Even though Morty said that, we're not going to listen to. We're not going to listen to him.
19.
We're actually going to go Baal Peh, starting on 18b, because that's. It's really. I made a mistake yesterday. I didn't realize that the top of the Gemara on 19 is a response which begins and ends towards the bottom of Amud Aleph. So I'm going to have to start it over again. So let's just start real quick. The okay. question we're dealing with, okay, we're talking about a question of Vittel by Hekdesh, okay? So if you have something which is possible for Hekdesh, say it's with Nevad, for example, and this, a set, you have one says Nevad, so it's possible for Hekdesh, and it gets mixed up with a bunch of other says, so is it Bottle?
That was funny.
Is it Bottle, and you can be marked for all the says, or do you say that there's a Chumrah by Hekdesh, that you don't apply Bittel by that. That was the kasha we left off with on the base.
What about pulling one out?
Now, that's the question. Is there Bittel? So, Nishmina min Hadol. Let's learn from this brisa.
So, where are you starting from?
And I'm starting from the top of your testimony, Aleph.
Oh.
I was just speaking it out. Nishmina min Hadol. We're going to say the right. Va'acha yof min ha-kochim, hilach mayhu. So, after the Kohen goes to the mikvah, and there's Harav Shemesh. Afterwards, he can eat from the Kachem, meaning Truma. If he's not a Mechusah Kippurim, he can even eat from Kachem. If he's a Mechusah Kippurim, he has to wait until the next morning until he's marked of the carbon, and then he can eat Kachem as well. Those are the rules. But it says, Min HaKadoshim, which has, the Gemara is now going to darshan it as a meat. Only some of the Kadoshim, not all of the Kachem. What's an example of Kachem he cannot eat from? If it was this arev in something which was less than amount that could be mabatalit. So, there are some kachim you cannot eat. So what does that exclude? Prat la arevin. So it should say, but you see the Hebrew gear says wrong. It should be, if you look at Marafolda, the way I'm explaining it, look at Marafolda on the right. So it's Haki Gassinam, Leishalcha Kachem Shein Oichel, Prat La Erevin Bepachas Mimea. If it's less than 100, right? Avala Erevin Beyaisa Mimea, if it's more than 100, then you would eat. Okay? So that's where we stopped yesterday, because I thought that was the answer. So the Gemara ultimately will say this is the answer, but this is a full brisa. Next. Ainly ela eichle truma ba eichle truma.
Wait a minute. So,
yeah.
What is this? This is a mixture that's less than 100. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Yeah. If you have kachim.
So you have one in 100 or one in 99?
Less than 100.
One in 99.
Yeah. So the way he says it. The way he's what he's saying here is, it's what would be the problem, right? Why is this an isra? If it's truma, he could eat it. Must be we're talking about truma tamea. The whole brisa we're about to quote. Just remember this rule: the first thing that's mentioned is tamea. The second thing that's falling into is tahar. We're gonna have a half dozen cases, so you're gonna have. This case, we'll start with this case.
Truma
Tmeya falling into Pachas Mimeya Truma Tahira.
Truma
Tahira. So it's Aichle Truma Ba Aichle Truma. Same men, same issue. So, I mean, if it was, I mean, let's face it, it wouldn't make a difference. I mean, let's speak this out. If it was Chulin, let's talk about that for a second. If you had Truma Tmeya that fell into Chulin, I think it'd be the same problem, right? I, as a czar, certainly can't eat it. And you, as a Kohen, also can't eat it. You got the same problem. You got less than amount of bittel, and you have something which is osur t'bachila because it's tamea. But I don't think it really makes a difference.
Wait, so in that case, do you have to bale?
No, that it's all osur. The whole thing, that's osur. There's nothing you can do. Milo is only if you have bittel. And
no, I'm saying if you have bittel.
If you have bittel, but if you don't have bittel, there's no milo.
Yeah, no, I'm saying in a case like that, Shuma Tameya falls into Chulin Tahori. And it's Batel.
And it's Batel. Oh, and it's Batel.
It's
100.
Are
you Mila then? Well, I guess.
Tameya, the coin.
Technically there is. It is Mum and Kohen that he could use
to burn.
I guess. I don't know. I don't look at it. That's a good question.
The only thing you do with Truman Tumay is to burn.
Exactly. Okay, so let's start. So let's read this Bryson now. Okay, now all these cases again.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Okay, at the bottom of five, at the end of the first paragraph, it really says it nicely. In explanation, you see where it says that? It's about four lines.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Please be my guest.
An explanation of the Torah's Kohen states that the first pasuk is talking about where one of Truma Tameya fell into 100 of Chulin. The second one is where one fell into 100, less than 100 of Truma Tahara.
Hear
that?
Say that again?
Did you see it?
No, I don't have that.
Oh. Yeah, he says that the first pasuk says, Machayo Chamin Akadashim Kilach Mohu. So that, he says, is talking about where one Truma Tameya fell into 100 of Cholin. The second pasuk, it says, Lo Yochal Min Akadashim, what's that talking about? That's talking about one Truma Tameya fell into 99 or less of Truma Tahora.
Uh-huh.
So that there's a difference between the whole
and
Truma. Yeah, the difference is one measure.
Actually, he says a whole. This is a whole. I didn't read this carefully. He is talking. I was talking about. After the sun sets, he's talking about before the sun sets. As long as the person has not yet immersed himself and the sun has not set, lo yochal min hakadoshim, he cannot eat from some kodshim. In other words, it's possible that a kohen who's tamei can eat from some kodshim and cannot eat from others. That's how he's darshaning it. So the Torah's Kohanim to that verse infers from not all. On the other hand, our verse, which speaks of the Kohen after he's immersed, says that thereafter he may eat from the holies. Here the word implies that there are holies in which even the Torah Kohanim may not eat. Okay, so you have two psukim. One pasuk is mashma that a tomei Kohen can eat from some cases, and one says that a tar cannot eat from other cases. So that's what he's doing here. He's dividing it up. When the pasuk says that the kohen whose tummy can eat, that's talking about where it falls into 100 chulin. And the case where the tar kohen cannot eat is where it falls into less than 100 of Truma Tahira.
Right.
So okay, so that's a very good point. That's an important point. So the first drasha I didn't get that part. So it's possible that, again, so one more time. So a kohen whose tamei can eat if there's bittul. That makes sense, right? So if you had Truma Tahira that fell into
100
chulin, right? That's the case.
So then because it's just chulin.
Because
it's considered
chulin,
so you can eat it.
Yeah. Yep.
Even can a
Zohar
eat that?
Zohar can eat it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe so. Okay, let's go on. Thank you. Okay, so we have, now the Bryce is going to go ahead and get a bunch of cases. Again, remember the rule here is that the first thing mentioned in every one of these cases is Tameh. And the second one is tar. So every one of these cases, we're going to read a bunch of them. I'm not going to spend time translating all of them. It's just a lot. Ainli elo eichlei truma be'eichlei truma. I only have a source for permitting truma foods that fell into tahar truma foods. That is to say, which case is that? So that was six. That was consumption of truma by Kohanim. So in other words, the Pasuk is talking about truma being eaten by Kohanim. So if you had 100 of Tahar, truma, and it was, and some tame fell into it, you would be able to eat it. But minayin lo'ayichle truma ba'ayichle kulin. What about if you have, remember it says oichle truma, it means what if you have truma tamea that fell into chulin? So would that also be subject to nullification? Right? So each one of these cases, what he explains in footnote 7 is that there, in this case you have actually two prohibitions you have to be mevatel. Previously we're just being mevatel one prohibition, which was you're not allowed to eat truma tamea. Now we have two things. We have, number one, that it's truma tamea, and two, it's oichle chulin. We're giving it to a zar. So we're being matarit aide bittel to a zar. So we have two isurim. So that's what Gemara is saying. How do you know that? And how do you know the next case? Oichle chulin by oichle truma. If you had chulin tameim that fell into truma tahira, how do you know that that's going to work? So what does he say over here? He says, yeah. He says, this is just a side point here. This has to do with tuma. So truma is subject to tuma of a shlishi. Chulin is only subject to tuma of a sheni. So maybe when you're talking about truma, there, it's going to be more kulodic to allow the bittul because it's at the shlishi level, so it's going to be very, very like, you know, light. Maybe they're coolest at that level of tuma. But at a higher level of tuma, perhaps, maybe you wouldn't allow the bittul. That's the way he explains it.
Therefore, the third case is a bigger chiddush than the second case.
Yes. And therefore, we're asking it as a question. Oichle truma ba'oichle kodesh. Now we're going to switch to hekdesh. What if you have truma tamea that falls into kodesh? So, nine. So you have to have the laws of tuma of kodesh are stricter than for truma. Okay? So you have to have a special pasuk to tell me that the bittul is going to work by kodesh. Now we're going to repeat all the questions again, only this time...
It could have been the other way. Give me the biggest kodesh and I know all the lesser ones.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because it doesn't work as a domino effect yet. You can't use imtim salimur on these questions because as we're explaining, each question has a certain nuance which has nothing to do with the previous question. If you had Emtim Salimer, you'd be correct. Mashket Truma, but Mashket Chulin. Once we're talking about Mashka, as you know, it could be, I think he brings in a couple of things. He has an 11, third line. The rule is, minutest amount of tummy beverage is capable of transferring Tumma to others. And when it comes to food, it has to be the size of a Meya. So that's, in addition, beverages transfer tuma from one to another a limitless number of times, right? Because if it's not a tchila, that's a chumra drabon, they're all mashkin, become tummy, they become a tchila. Okay, so anyway, so there are chumras by mashka. So we're going to repeat all the questions again. Mashka truma, b'mashka chulin. Mashka chulin, b'mashka truma. Mashka truma, b'mashka kredish. Mashka kredish, b'mashka truma. All these cases, okay?
Same questions.
So the Gemara says, and Mashka Kodesh and Mashka Kodesh. I mean, Nayan, how do you know that it's going to be Shayach Bittel even in all these cases? Tamalim min ha-kadoshim Reba. So the Braisa basically brings a Reboy that all the cases that we just mentioned, it is Shayach to have Bittel. So let's make it simple. Shayach Bittel by Kodesh. That's what we see from this Braisa. So now that's why I said I wanted to start again from the top of the page, because here the English says now, down on the bottom of the paragraph, thus our inquiry is resolved, so we see that nullification is effective, even to permit the nullified item to be offered as a sacrifice. So what he's saying over here, actually I shouldn't have skipped it, let's read the whole thing. Now the Bryce's final teaching that Kodesh beverages are nullified in other Kodesh beverages presumably means, for example, this is unbelievable Kiddush, listen to this Kiddush. You have one measure of oil that falls into 100 measures of wine. You can then, because it's bottle, use the entire mixture for nesachim. So you're using, you got in here a measure of oil, which is totally possible for nesachim. You have to, this yayin, it's only yayin that could be used for nesachim, not oil. But it's bottle, and therefore you could use the whole thing.
Being old.
No, you mean it's a big chiddush. Now, by kachim, you say bittel to the extent that you can even use it on the mizbeach. That's a big chiddush. That was our original question that we asked on the previous page.
Maybe
bittel doesn't work by kachdush. That was the question. There's no one out. It's liquid.
Right.
It's liquid. This is not shy. Okay. Now, the Gemara now challenges the thing. How do you know, the way the English is learning at this, is how do you know we're talking about oil in wine? That's an assumption you made. Maybe the case is a case where you have oil in oil. So, for example, you have a log shemen of Mitzora. So, they used to take, apparently, this is a side point, but apparently they used to take the oil and put it on the cracker or the wafer of the Mitzorah, and they'd anoint it. Now, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. If you keep anointing the wafer until it, you use up all the oil, or can you just do it one time and you can still have leftover oil? So there's actually, this is a machlokas Tanoim, he brings it down over here.
What do you do with the wafer?
Let me show it to you inside. 16, second paragraph in the brackets. Bavli Menachah 75a says it's a machlokes how the wafers of a mincha were anointed. Tanakama maintains they were anointed over and over until all the oil was absorbed by the wafers. Reb Shimon holds only a small amount was actually used, and the rest was given to the Kohanim to eat. And our Gemara, which talks about the remainder of the oil, must be going according to the sheet of Reb Shimon. That's what he says. That's the side point. I don't know anything more than what it says over here. I never learned Kachem. So it says, Tifto v'loi shem and shalman tzayra, shenesar v'moyser rikike minchas nazir. There was the remainder oil from the nazir's mincha. So maybe there, the oil, so it's oil in oil, it's not the same as oil in wine, obviously. Accordingly, there's no proof of the brisa sanctions the use of a mixture of prohibited beverages to be offered as a sacrifice. So that's the end of that raya. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good dichle. Now we're 19b. So the Gemara says, v'hatoni mashke, with a yud, shnayim, which indicates a plural. So if you have mashka with a hay, that would be one mashka. So oil would be one mashka. If you're saying mashki, then it's multiple types of drinks, of liquids.
Where did it say mashke with a yud?
The brisa. Well, the brisa, when we were asking the questions, mashka chulam and mashka truma, mashka truma and mashka kodesh, mashka kodesh and mashka truma, mashka kodesh and mashka kodesh. Their gersa was not with a hay like our gersa. He's saying v'hotoni mashki. Mashke, we're used to saying. Plural. Mashke kodeshim and mashke kodeshim. So therefore, we're talking about oil in wine. Okay, that's basically what it's saying. So the male of the Gemara returns to its raya and it feels it's a good raya. And that's the end of that Gemara. I'm going right there. Amar of Hananya. Hado amar oilus va'oilus. Okay. So now we're going, this discussion was a limud Rabbi Yehuda, I think. Right? Rabbi Yehuda maintains nullification. In 100 permits the mixture to be offered, even as a sacrifice. So that makes sense if you're talking about an ola getting mixed up with other olos. So if I have an ola that's possible for a carbon, they get mixed up with other olos that are kosher for a carbon, and there's 100 of them, so it'll be good, right?
So why shouldn't the same thing work with the oil and the wine?
We're done with that. We're done with the oil-wine discussion. The oil and wine discussion, we ended up with maskana that it is bottle. That's what we just said.
Right.
So hold on a minute. So now this Rav Hananya says this rule is only if you have ola limbs, if you have, let's talk about the example. The example is you have an ola limb, which is tame, and it gets mixed up with 100 other ola limbs, which are tahar. You can be milo all of them onto the mizbeach. That's what it says over here. That's good. Avochatas ba'oilas. If you have a limb of achatas in an oila, there you have a problem. Why? Because there, what? There, there's a loitase. Okay, let's see the example, the detail over here. This is the meat of a chatas offering that should have been eaten by the kohanim. If the entire mixture is sacrificed on the altar, there will be a violation of this prohibition. According to Rav Chanan, nullification can permit the mixture to be sacrificed on the altar only if there's no question of violating a negative commandment in the process. So tomei ola limbs gets mixed up with tahar ones. There's no explicit negative. There's no loisasei for tomei ola aver to go up on the mizbeach, apparently. Okay? Second of all, he says that tzitzis merata on tomei on the mizbeach. Okay. But if you're talking about something where there's a loisasei, it's not going to work. All right? Now.
What would you do? What would you do with all of them? The olos that get mixed up with the chatas, what do you do?
We're going to see in a second. Basically, you would have to burn it.
You wouldn't be burning the chatas also.
Yeah. That's not a loisasei. There's no loisasei. You're supposed to eat it, but if you don't, in other words, when I said there's a loisasei, I meant there's a loisasei. If you take chatas, which is supposed to be nachalas by the kohanim, and put it on the mizbeach, that's a loisasei. But if you just burn it and you don't bother eating it, that's not a loisasei. Okay.
So now we're saying that it's not batel.
So we're saying no, it's not going to be batel. Correct.
This is flip flop. Right, we just said before that if you have ola and ola, even though it's tamer and tar, it's batel.
Yes.
So I'm saying
there's no loisasei.
Right, but I'm saying why does the loisasei change the halacha?
Oh, it certainly can make a change because there's a metzias. You have to take into account the facts.
But why wouldn't we say that
the
chatas turns into
ola? It's
batel.
No. Let me tell you one other thing. We had a shir. Listen to this. We had a shir. Chanina Reischer, he gave a shir once on a holiday a number of years ago, where he quoted a shal shuvas einig yaltav. And it's a famous Einig Yantuf. Babushta Einig Yantuf, because we know it, that's what makes it famous. That if you had, let's suppose I have 100 strings of tzitzis that were nitva lishma. Right? There's a din lishma by tzitzis. You have to be taiva the string lishma. And I have another string, which is nitva shalol lishma. So it falls, that string falls into this mixture, right? So the question they asked the Einig Yantuf is, will you say bittel on the string? Since rov of the strings were lishma, and the one string which was not lishma, so it's bottom of rov. So the famous Einig Yantuf says, bittel cannot make something into lishma. It doesn't change something which was shalol lishma into lishma because it's rov lishma. Understand what I'm saying? So in other words, bittel only works to an extent.
It can remove
an isser, but it can't create a din of lishma.
Yeah.
So
in this case of the oil and the wine, so, you're creating a situation where the wine now can be oil and mizbeach.
No, there's no lishma involved there.
You're right. And it's hard to see where to draw the line. But I think what we're seeing here is we are seeing some lines being drawn. So I don't know if this is answering your question or we're getting to trying to put a getter around it. Your question is, what's going on over here? On one hand, we're saying that if you have oil and wine, it's good. It's bottle. If you have oil tamei and oil tahar, it's bottle. Put it on the mizbeach. Then when it comes to chatas, which is nechelas to the kohanim, There, it's not bottle because there's a license there. What's the difference? What are these distinctions? And I think that has something to do with this einig yomtiv so you sowed. The bittel can only help you to a certain extent. It can't make something that was shalola shma, all of a sudden, now I can use it to tie onto my tzitzis? No, you can't use that to tie in your tzitzis. It wasn't, one of these strings is shalola shma. It's possible for tzitzis. So you can't use it. You can't use any of them. Right?
And so here you have what? You have a chatos, and you have a...
So you have chatos. The chatos cannot, it can't go on the mizbeach. There's a loisase to put that chatos on this map. I don't know. I'm just reading the Yerushalmi. I don't know. I don't know.
You're supposed to eat it.
What is the losase?
Okay.
You can't put it on the mizbeach?
You're asking a tough question now.
Sorry.
You're beyond my pay grade. Okay, let's see what it says here.
We'll
here it is. It's actually brought in the gra. If you count down 2, 4, 5 lines down on the right side of the gra, Mafari, Shariish, Kanvane, Veloys, and say Pirish.
Wait a minute, where are you? In the Hebrew?
In the Hebrew side.
Yeah.
Pirish HaGra, Bir HaGra,
yeah.
5 lines down, Umafarish. Got it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First column or second column?
First column.
Yeah.
Umafarish.
Yeah.
Shahariyesh Kanvane, Veloys, and say Pirish. Hare hachatas also lahalos mishum loisase dahaino kol shemi menu lo ishim harehu bebal saktiru. Vulachain also lahalos ha'oila mishum shenis arev ba isa loisase. One second.
Wait. Read the next line. What does this mean? Vishum badel.
What does that mean? According to him,
it cannot be
possible.
One second.
This is according to him,
right? No. I'm sorry. The Gra has a whole different gear here. I'm sorry. I thought it was that process doesn't make sense in regards to what we're discussing. I'm going to have to ignore the Gra for now. Just one second.
Why?
The Gra has a different mahalach than the Gemara completely. If you start up higher, I don't want to mix everybody up. If you start up higher in the Gra, it says Hadad Omro Olo B'Chatos Avo Chatos B'Olo Loi. The Gra is just making a difference whether the Chatos is mixing into the Olo or the Olo is mixing into the Chatos. This is totally not what we're learning now. I don't want to do the Gra right now. I didn't prepare the Gra, so I don't want to. I thought he had the. I'm sorry to mix you up. Sorry. Let me go back to the English. And let me see what he says. If he brings the Lois, I say 5.
The footnote says that you're not allowed to be makriv this year, whatever's left over after you makriv. It has to be eaten.
The Losa say is since you can't be makriv, tamei pieces on the mizbeach.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why no?
Because it's nothing to do with Toma. It has to do with the, forget about the din and the chatas is, if it's tahor, right? After whatever is burnt, the rest has to be eaten by the Kohanim. That's the Lozase. So you can't burn, like an Ola, whatever's left. That's what the Hebrew footnote is explaining.
Wait a minute. An Ola gets totally burnt.
Right.
But
not the Chatas.
Right.
So that is the Lotase, meaning after you burn whatever it is that you burn from the Chatas,
okay,
the rest has to be eaten by the Kohanim.
Correct.
And you can't burn it.
Because?
That has to be eaten.
Okay.
So if you burn it, then you're over on Lotase, that you burnt it.
So you're saying the Lotase, well, that's what the grubs meet. Lotase emanuation. That's what you were saying.
That's how he said it.
Yeah. The Ritva's explains it exactly the way we said it. He doesn't qualify it with exactly the pasuk, but if you look down there, he does say it. He says, "Harayish kan vani loisasei pirish afilu behedit ki hai gavna." Even by a hedit, when you have bittel of yovesh beruba, so you have one piece of treif being bottle in two pieces of kosher. One person can eat them, even one after the other. That's actually machlokes hapeskim. That's a machlokes hapeskim. But he's saying you can't. Because surely one of them is going to be awesome that he's eating, so he can't eat them. But in Cain, hachinami, here too, hef yispatel hachatas b'ho oilas, the yikra of kulam oilas, how can the chatas be bottle and oilas and bring mark of all of them? Someone brings over a chatos. As kolam is mach, he's over licensei. He doesn't say what it is, but I'm just accepting when he says that there's a licensei. Okay, I don't want to get too hung up on this. I'll say one more thing, the Pei Moshe, because it's 9 o'clock already. It's getting late. Okay, the Pei Moshe. Listen, we've gone this far. It's going to take me another 5 minutes to say the rest of the Gemara. The Pnei Moshe says that the pshat is that when you're talking about olas in olas, okay? So there, if you take a look over there, he says, Hadomar olas vailas, al kachem shozeh bezeh, shenis arvukoi. If you have my kachem being mixed up with your kachem, so then, right, kol echad karv l'shem mishahu, the kaparas and shoveh. The kohen can bring mark of them all because the kapar is the same for all of us, so the kohen can just throw it up on the mizbeach and say, look, whoever this is for, it's for. And that's it, that's good. Huadin chatas b'chatas. It would be the same thing if chatas b'chatas. Aval chatas shalzeh, shenis arva ba'ilus shalzeh, kagon chatas nosi, shehu zohar, harayesh kan vadei b'loisaseh, kloimar, en kaparasim shava, de chatas ba'al vadei, sheish b'koris, v'ha'il b'chaparas alaseh b'loisaseh, shenit l'aseh. So the kapara of the carbonus is different of an ola to the nasi. You can't say, let's be makavit l'chot l'mishu. See, he has a whole different mahalach of what's going on over here. Okay, let's not get too carried away with this. Let's go on. So that's what Reb Hananya said. The bottom line is, we're learning now, like the Ritva's, that we're talking about olas. Well, olas are bottle, but a chatas and olas are not bottle because it's a leisase. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to ask like this. The Gemara is now going to ask, you have to know Gemara and Temura. Okay, the Gemara and Temura says, it's in 5-2, that let's suppose I have a saw of Tomei Truma that falls into 100 saw of Chulin. So what do you do? So you have to be Mila one saw. And that saw that your Mila has a din of Truma. Now, when we say it has a din of Truma, is that a dover vadai? So Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, that's the one. Oysa saw shenofal, oysa saw shehela. That's the saw, it's magic, okay? He looks at it, this is the one. And therefore what?
You have to burn it.
You have to burn it.
How can he eat it?
No, he doesn't. He burns it.
He says he eats it.
No, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you burn it. Rabbi Yeshua says you're myled, but you don't know really for sure. So you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because it might be Kaidish, in which case it has to be in the Mikdash. And it might be Chulin, in which case it has to be eaten outside the Mikdash. You don't know what to do, so you have to burn it. So that's a machlokas, okay? Hold on. I don't have time. I've got to keep going here. The machlokas is Rabbi Eliezer looks at it as if it's vadai. This is all you have to remember. Rabbi Eliezer says it's vadai, the one that fell in. Rabbi Yeshua is nusupak. We don't know what it is. Okay?
Can you eat it or not?
According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can.
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't. You have to burn it.
Correct.
Okay. Now, in this case, it's going to be a reversal over here. Remember, here we're talking about what fell in was tamei, right? So if what I pull out of it is definitely the one that fell into it, then what I have here is Truma Tameya. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's for sure the same one. You have to burn it. according to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't know what it is, right? So that's what it says. No, 1 second. Sorry, he's not going in the case of Tumah. He's going in the case of the Chatichos of Lechem Aponim. If I have Lechem Aponim, a piece of Lechem Aponim that gets mixed up with Chulin, that case. Okay, not Tumah. Forget the Tumah case. We want to make it right. So what does it say? Hey, how does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Is it Kerub Lezer, Milo Vo'echel? Then he can eat it because it's for sure that is the piece of Lechem Haponim that fell in there is what I pulled out of there, and therefore the Kohanim can eat it. And Ikra B'Yeshua, Ma'al V'Sarev, because you don't know what it is. So you can't eat it. So what do we hold? So the inquiry stands. We don't know. Okay, so you know what? I'm going to stop here because it's so late. It's and we can do the rest of it the next time we learn Mitzvah Hashem. Okay? Tomorrow Mitzvah Hashem. Yeah. We'll just start a little bit earlier. Yeah.
You want to start earlier tomorrow?
No, that's okay.